10 years ago, Robin Mungiak bought a new truck in Anchorage and drove it up the haul road with a buddy. That road ends in dead horse.
We were stubborn. We thought, oh, everybody's making it across, you know, the slope to Barrow from dead horse. We got an F-150 four-wheel drive. I think we got no problem making it, too.
He tells me the story with his 2.5-year-old son at his side. Mungiak says that once they were out on the open tundra, they hit some bad weather.
We had total whiteout. You felt like you were 30,000 feet in the air. I mean, the wind was blowing that hard.
The snow piled up rapidly around the truck, and they had to constantly get out and dig.
Holy cow, man. There were so many times where we almost gave up and abandoned our vehicle.
They did eventually make it home to Utqiagvik, but Mungiak told himself he would never attempt that drive again. Then, last year, he did. Out past the airport, where the view south is miles and miles of flat, snow-covered tundra, Mungiak gestures at a spot just to the side of the road.
That's where we came in from.
Instead of braving the tundra independently, when Mungiak wanted to bring up a second car for his wife last April, he joined an organized caravan of cars, escorted by North Slope Borough staff and specialty equipment to help people if they got stuck in the snow. They made their way from Prudhoe Bay to Utqiagvik, along a snow trail built by the borough. It arrived right where we're standing now. Mungiak says that even though the caravan was slow, since they often had to stop and wait for borough staff to pull out cars that got stuck, it did feel less risky.
Security in numbers, and it was good that they were there to help us along the way.
Mungiak estimates that he saved hundreds of dollars taking the car up that way. He might have saved more if he'd driven the car up from Anchorage to Prudhoe Bay himself, instead of paying someone else to do it. He also says it gave him peace of mind to get the car up from Anchorage quickly, instead of having it sit in a lot for months, waiting for the summer barge service. The borough's Community Winter Access Trails, or CWAT project, is in its second year. It's a project to build trails and then lead organized trips, like the caravan Mungiak was with, between several North Slope villages and Prudhoe Bay. Gordon Brower runs the department at the borough that's overseeing the project. He says that residents of the borough have been driving over the tundra on their own for years, and that has resulted in people frequently getting stuck in the middle of nowhere and needing rescue, which can be expensive for the borough.
In some cases in the past, people have broken down 100 miles in either direction and near deaths and freezing, running out of gas, are some of the issues surrounding being able to go between communities.
Brower says that this year they anticipate they'll be able to connect Utqiagvik, Atkasuk, Wainwright, and Anaktuvuk Pass with chaperone pathways to Prudhoe Bay and the Hall Road. They have a permit for 5 years, counting this year and last year, but will be making the decision year to year whether to continue the project. The borough is keeping track of how many people use the road, what kinds of goods they're bringing in, and collecting feedback from the community about the trails.
It's a proof of concept to measure the impact to the economy. What kind of impact does it have when you're connected for just several months?
Brower says that information could help inform a larger State of Alaska project to identify regional infrastructure and connectivity needs, a chronic issue for the North Slope. Right now, crews are out working on the trails to two of the villages. Others will begin when weather conditions allow. The borough says that once the trails are open, ideally they'll be usable until the end of April or early May. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.